Welcome, friend, to another episode. I'm Connie, and I am speaking to you from my little corner in Spain on a mountaintop. Spain is an ideal place to slow down, enjoy, and savor every moment of life. So if you are feeling like you are really stuck in the hustle and bustle of life, feeling overwhelmed and endless to-do list, then this episode will definitely resonate with you because I'm going to be breaking down some simple habits that you can incorporate into your life to slow down, savor, and have peace in the everyday, regardless of where you live in the world. Why I chose to live in Spain and live a slower paced, more simple life. 2 years ago, my husband and I decided to sell everything in America and travel the world, which has been an incredible experience. But then the time came that we needed to kind of slow down a little bit. And so we settled on Spain for the time being. And there is something magical in Spain that really slows down everything. It is a way of life. No one is in a hurry. Everyone takes their time. And they really know how to appreciate and value the simple pleasures in life. Siesta took a little getting used to in the beginning, but now we have really come to enjoy it. If you're not familiar with siesta, it is about a 2 to 3 hour long break in the middle of the afternoon where the stores close and people go home and enjoy a long, leisure, big, usually meal in the middle of the day. I have really enjoyed the siesta. Not that I take a nap, but it's nice to just remind yourself that there is more to living than constantly doing, constantly working and waking up and then running yourself ragged until 10 p.m. It's also comforting to know that everyone around you in the entire country is also slowing down during siesta because you don't feel this external pressure to keep going. It is celebrated to enjoy life and this afternoon break. Meals are meant to be savored, not rushed. An average meal will last about 2 hours. Sipping on wine, visiting with friends or family, it is a real time to connect. The Spanish culture really values connection. Connection through community, friends, and also the connection with family is very, very important here. Of course, there is the natural beauty. There are hiking trails galore, and they're clearly marked, which is great for me because I love to hike and usually hike alone. And it is a hiker's paradise. Outdoor activities are really prevalent. People are always outside, whether it's at the ocean or exploring a tiny village, or if they're hiking in the mountain like me, it is just amazing how much beauty there is here. One of my favorite things to do is to hang my laundry out to dry in the sun. And every time I do it, I feel like I'm being whisked away to another place or time that is simple and easy. I look out at the vista of the mountains and the mesa and hear the birds singing around me, and I feel like I'm in a little slice of heaven. Living in Spain has really taught me to not only slow down, but value slowing down. Being surrounded by a community of people who also value slowing down and prioritizing living instead of prioritizing work. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. There are easy ways to embrace slow living, no matter where you're at in the world, whether you're in a big city or in the middle of the country, because slow living is really about focusing in on what truly matters for you and creating space in your daily life to be present. A few ways are to create a morning routine for yourself. It doesn't have to be long or drawn out, just 15 minutes where you wake up maybe 15 minutes sooner so that you are giving yourself a chance to start your day off in a calm mental place. Really enjoy and savor your cup of coffee or cup of tea in the morning, looking out of your window or maybe even sitting out on the patio or deck, wherever you're at, and just taking in this new day. Only doing one single task at a time. I know that multitasking is really praised, and we feel like sometimes that's the best way to achieve a lot in a day, but it's actually been proven that when we try to multitask, what happens is our brains are not focused on any of the tasks at hand, and therefore we don't do a great job at any one thing. When you focus on one thing at a time, you slow down and you're present with that one thing, whether you're visiting with a friend or you're baking a delicious treat, whatever it is, you are 100% present at that moment. Living in harmony with the season. Right now, it's in the middle of summer, and so there's ample peaches. And it's my very most favorite thing to bake in the summertime when peaches are ripe and in season is a peach cobbler. When we live in harmony with the changing seasons, from what we're putting into our bodies, whether it's fruits in summer or potatoes in fall and winter, we don't go against the grain. Therefore, it gives us the ability to really settle into what our natural bodies and own rhythms are. We are just one part of Mother Earth. We are simply mammals like all the other mammals and living things on this planet. We have a natural rhythm to our life, and when we honor that, life tends to be a lot easier. Simple living habits that really can transform your life. I have found that my biggest changes in my life don't happen with really big things or big goals. Instead, it's these little tiny new habits that I implement into my life. And then those little tiny habits shape my life because I stick with them and then they become just part of my daily routine. Set yourself up for an easy morning, prepping your coffee or tea the night before and creating a capsule wardrobe is probably some of the best things I've ever done for myself to set myself up for a simple, stress-free morning. Capsule wardrobe, hands down, probably the best practical solution for not only simplifying my mornings, but also keeps my closet clutter-free. It reduces waste and money. It's fantastic. Declutter regularly. I know that decluttering doesn't seem like a mindful activity, but it is very mindful. When you pick up every possession you own and think about if it's something that you need, use, or love, and really acknowledge the space that it takes up in your home and in your mental awareness, it is being mindful with your possessions. That is all minimalism is. That is what decluttering is. You're just bringing awareness to what you have in your home. When you put it off for a long time, it really can feel very overwhelming to try to declutter a space. So if you get in the habit of decluttering once a month, maybe one room at a time or even one closet at a time, it doesn't create like this overwhelming feeling of a huge task. I love to cook. I find it very therapeutic for me. Actually, I bake often because it's almost a meditation. It really puts me in the moment. But when you choose to cook using whole foods, simple menus, it not only saves you money and time, but you're also nourishing your body. And that is the best gift you can give yourself. Cultivate new hobbies is, I think, very valuable, especially as we get older, because life is pretty boring when we don't have any interests, and it can feel very empty when all we do is scroll on our phones or watch TV for countless hours. Walking for pleasure instead of walking because you have to, or walking to achieve anything, instead of counting your steps on your Apple Watch, or counting how many miles you went, or the minutes, just enjoying the act of walking, using it as a time for a moving meditation, not listening to anything but the sounds around you. Whether you're in a city or you're in the middle of nowhere, walking is very therapeutic and extremely enjoyable. You'll be amazed at how many things you notice when you just enjoy the movement, when you just enjoy looking around and observing life all around you. Wherever you live, no matter how small or how big or anywhere in the country, creating your home and making it a sanctuary. Even though we travel wherever we go, I always take a little pause when we first get there and kind of organize and tidy up. And then our first grocery trip out, I will always pick up some fresh flowers and a candle, things that really make our space, even though it's only temporary, but it makes it feel calming, soothing, and inviting. Whether you're dimming lights to, instead of a big overhead light, then you're just using little side lamps or lighting the candles or putting on some gentle music. These are the things that really invite your mind and being and essence to slow down. It is your sanctuary from the chaos of the world outside. I choose simplicity over complexity. I choose presence over productivity. There is an art to saying no, so that you can preserve your energy and your time. We all only have so much energy or bandwidth, as I call it. And when we give our energy away to things that are not necessary and also doesn't feed our spirit, it is energy that we cannot get back. And we've traded this precious energy, our bandwidth, and we all only have so much of it in a day. We trade this precious energy for something else, because energy is a commodity. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no to people whose energies do not align with yours. It's okay to say no to activities or things that don't align with your values. It's okay to say no, not because you're busy, but because you don't want to be busy. It's okay to say no. Quality over quantity is a great rule of thumb in all areas of life, from activities to our possessions, to food, and to our friends. It's better to have a few quality items in our life or people than have an abundance of not good quality. Taking regular audits of your life, doing just a regular check-in like you would with a partner, just how are things going? How am I feeling today? How am I feeling about my life? Where do I see myself going in the future? How is this moving me toward my ideal life? Really taking the time to ask yourself the self-inquiry questions so that you are tuning into what is working and what is not. And if it is not working in your life, then letting it go. Trust your intuition, because your intuition is never wrong. It is always guiding you exactly along the path you are meant to live. The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things. Finding joy in simple pleasures is the ultimate simple, slow living. It is in the simplicity in the beautiful world around us that makes life worth living. It is in enjoying your cup of coffee in the morning, reading an amazing book snuggled up on your couch. It is in taking time to bake your favorite homemade dessert. It is spending quality time with the people you love. It is sitting outside and taking in the sights and the smells and the sounds around you. When we pause long enough to enjoy the simplicities around us, We are the wealthiest people in the world. Building deeper connections. By simplifying life, it opens up time for the things that are most important, our relationships. Being aware that time with each other, our loved ones, is so precious and finite. Never taking a single moment for granted. Picking up the phone and calling a friend you haven't talked to in years, or sitting down and writing a handwritten letter and putting it in the mailbox for someone that you care about, or even just a quick text. Because at the end of our lives, whenever that is, what we will be remembered for the most is how we make people feel. The connections we have with our family and our friends, these will be the things that will carry on long after we're gone. Adopting slow living in your current life. You do not need to move to Spain or travel the world to live slowly. It is right within your reach. Start with small changes. Maybe today you take an evening walk instead of watching TV. What's happening in your community around you? Is there a farmer's market that you can attend? Use what you already have. Appreciating everything that you already have in your home and in your friends and family and within you. By appreciating what you already have, you don't continually want or crave more. Creating little mini retreats for yourself, like a bath, or giving yourself a little homemade pedicure manicure. You can always pamper yourself, regardless of money or where you live. Challenge the norms. You do not have to move at everyone else's pace. You can go slow if you want. You get to choose how you live your life. Never feel pressure to go quicker or faster or even slower, unless it's something that you want to do. And above all, be patient and compassionate with yourself. Living a simple, slow life is not about living with less. It's actually making more of what truly matters to you. More time, more joy, more patience, more connection, more curiosity. Start with where you are and what you have. Trust your soul and your spirit, your authentic self, that it's guiding you the right place. Living in a world that profits off of your hurry, you are taking a radical change of self-love and self-compassion by slowing down and enjoying the present moment. Have a beautiful day, my friend.